Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Folks, you know that, as you know, for the last several months, every month or so, I've been giving the folks at PBS who produce some programs on innovation on PBS some airtime because they've been working on something that some programs that I think are very, they're certainly educational. They're very interesting to me, and I thought you'd like that. And they also have some small business applications, as we found. And Jared Lipworth has been with us every time. He's a co-producer of these programs, and he's with us now along with another guest whom I'll mention in a minute. Jared, welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. And also, Ernie Robson, ladies and gentlemen, is the president of Brain Fingerprinting Laboratories out of Seattle, and he's with us as well. Ernie, welcome to the show.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on, too.
We're glad to have you here, and I know you know Jared. Say hello.
Hi, Jared. How are you doing this morning?
Good, thanks. And you?
Great.
Okay, Jared, give us a little bit of a – just remind the audience a little bit about this series and tell us about the your organization that produces it, and of course it's for PBS. Go ahead.
Yep. Well, the series is called Innovation. It airs Tuesday nights on PBS, and it has been set up as an umbrella for technology, bringing stories about the new technologies that are affecting our lives to our PBS audience. We're not looking too far ahead into the future. We're not looking, it's not heavy history. But really, it's looking at the innovations that are happening now that are affecting us in a significant way. It's produced out of WNET in New York, and where tonight is the last of the first season of Innovation. We're hoping there'll be many more to come.
And I believe, I'm not sure we've covered all of the innovation programs on this show, but we've covered most of them, and I'm glad to have that opportunity because it's been fascinating to me. Ernie, now you're the president of Brain Fingerprinting Laboratories. Tell us a little bit about your company.
Well, we're a small company, so we fit right into your small business world. We're working to commercialize and develop several different applications for basically analyzing someone's brain waves and getting useful information from it. In the criminal justice world, which is what the show tonight focuses on, we analyze your brain waves, and we can tell whether or not you have information stored in your brain that would be relevant to a crime scene.
Hmm.
Sort of guilty information, you might want to think of it
as. So this is sort of a new tech. I guess we could say high tech, but certainly new tech, lie detector test kind of thing.
Well, it is and it isn't. There are a couple of differences and there are a couple of similarities. One is one of the differences is that a lie detector is based on analyzing a stress response, which is, you're sweating and you're nervous,
right,
and your blood pressure, all these things going up. What we're looking at is much earlier in a response. It's simply the way the brain stores information. And what we do is we measure differences in the way brain stores information, and it happens in about 3/10 of a second.
Hmm.
It's way before any conscious thought. In a polygraph or lie detector test, you can be trained to basically beat that test.
Right. Some people years ago I understood that they smoked a cigarette or they did something to sort of hold down their responses.
Right. There's a whole process that you learn if that's what you want to learn, how to beat a polygraph.
And consequently, the polygraph has never really been admissible in court, right?
Right. With the exception that every now and then, if both sides, the defense and the prosecution, stipulate it, and it doesn't have to go through the test of scientific validity, it could be accepted. But, you know, the difference is we, the first time out of the box in a district court in Iowa, met those criteria, which at the federal level, it's called a Daubert standard after a case, Daubert versus Daubert.
Mm-hmm.
And those are things like it's widely accepted in the scientific community as valid. There's a known rate of error, and it's been published in peer-reviewed journals, that kind of thing.
So tell us then how brain fingerprinting elevates the accuracy over polygraph.
Well, I'm hesitant to get into too much on the polygraph because I'm not an expert on the polygraph.
But from a technology standpoint, how is it different?
Oh, it measures responses that you can control, basically, whereas what we're measuring is something that happens so fast that nothing is possible to be controlled.
Mm-hmm.
It happens before you even know it, before you even think about it. Think about 3/10 of a second.
Wow. Isn't it kind of a recognition thing?
That's exactly what it is. What we do, normally when the brain processes information, think of it like you're videotaping the information in your brain. It's just getting stored. What happens is when you see information that you've seen before that is significant
mm-hmm.
in context, your brain functions differently. It does something called context updating, or it's also commonly called a recognition response. And when the brain does that, it creates a different electrical signal than the normal processing. And that different electrical signal is measurable. That's what we figured out a way to do, is measure that with an extremely high degree of accuracy, 99.9% accuracy.
And you measure it before the person can even realize that they've been measured.
Right. It's not at all conscious. It's not at all subject to thinking.
Right.
It happens. It's what they call precognitive.
Right. Ernie, hold on to that thought. Jared, now the show's, we're going to come back and do another segment after this one, this next break, but the show's on tonight on PBS, right?
Yes, tonight, 9 o'clock, but check local listings.
9 o'clock Eastern. But as you say, they may move it around a little bit sometimes depending on what's going on locally. So PBS, 9 o'clock Eastern tonight, folks. It's the Innovation Series, and tonight it's on brain fingerprinting. When we come back, we're going to learn more about this. I'm going to ask Ernie and Jared about the business applications and also about the controversy. Is there any potential controversy in using the brain fingerprinting? That's coming up right after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with me. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with an old friend, Jared Lipworth, and a new friend, Ernie Robson. We're talking about nanotechnology. We're talking about new technology, which is called brain fingerprinting. I've got nanotechnology on my brain. Jared Lipworth is the co-producer of the Innovation Series, and as you know, we've done a number of these, and tonight's the last night on PBS for this series, for this season. And Jared, why don't you give us a little bit of a teaser about what we're going to see tonight?
Well, I think tonight is a good example of exactly what we're trying to do with the series. In a way, it's the quintessential innovation. You know, to use the words of Malcolm Gladwell, it's a technology on the tipping point. It's been developed by one man working from a small company, and now he believes that it's ready to be spread out there and to be used in the criminal justice system as a new criminal justice tool. So what the show does is really follow it through. It explains in detail how it works. It puts Dr. Farwell to the test and watches as he uses it. And then it takes it beyond that to look at an actual case currently going on in which brain fingerprinting is being used. It's actually a case in Oklahoma of a man, Jimmy Ray Slaughter, who is on death row, close to being executed, and he believes this is his last chance to avoid execution.
So it's not only about innovation, folks. There's going to be a little drama there tonight, too. And you want to give us a website, Jared, where we can find out
sure.
more about this?
Yep, it's pbs.org/innovation.
Right. Ernie Robson, ladies and gentlemen, is the president of this company, Brain Fingerprinting Laboratories. And Ernie Jared mentioned an individual who is the founder of your company and the inventor of this. Tell us his name.
Dr. Lawrence Farwell.
Right.
And he's a neuroscientist. He was educated at Harvard undergraduate and University of Illinois. He got a doctorate there and then worked for a couple of years as a research associate type appointment to the Harvard Medical School. And then he's been out on his own doing research and development ever since.
Now, give us a website for your company.
Oh, okay. It's www.brainwavescience.com.
Brainwavescience.com.
Exactly.
And when we get there, can we find out, get a little better explanation about how brain fingerprinting works?
Oh, absolutely. And you can see how it's been applied in a number of real-life cases and some of the research that's been done on it to validate it and some of the applications that we're in the process of developing as well.
What are some of those other applications? You've talked a little bit about the criminal opportunities, the criminal justice applications, but what are some other applications?
Right. We have in the criminal justice area three patents. We've field tested and validated what we're doing, and we're actually out in the marketplace being different law enforcement, state and federal level government places. In the health area, we're still finishing our product development. We have one patent that's received and one that's applied for. And what we've found in some pretty good research, although it's still very rudimentary, is that we can tell whether somebody has Alzheimer's or not with
Wow.
about the same level of accuracy, which is about a 90% level, as the best clinical protocols that are done today.
With no better accuracy, what's the advantage?
There are a couple of things. One is that there are very few really good clinical experts on diagnosing Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
The only other alternative is a PET scan, positive emission tomography, where they inject your head with radioactive dye and put you under something like an MRI.
So this is less intrusive.
Yeah. First, it's less intrusive. Secondly, it'll be about one-fourth the cost.
Right.
And thirdly, it could be run out of any doctor's office in the world by a clinician or a nurse. So it's low-tech. It's high-tech, low-tech.
And so what are these, just little nodes that are put, anodes or whatever that are put on the head? How does that work?
Right. If you've ever seen an electroencephalograph, an EEG test, this
right.
is a modified electroencephalograph test.
Right.
Where we have custom-made hardware and software that allows us to focus in on the areas of the brain where cognition is actually occurring and detecting the electrical signals from that.
Right.
One final application that we're in the very early stages of development but is also very intriguing is we are working on evaluating the effectiveness of advertising, whether you recall it or not, and what we do in the other two areas, we try to avoid any feeling or affect level analysis, but we have to work hard to do that. So in the advertising world, we're going to let that back in, and you'll be able to get, we believe, a feeling, an analysis of how somebody's feeling as they watch an ad with one
right.
or two-second increments.
I'll be darned. That's
so
a great business application
yeah.
to make sure that our marketing effort is being effective. Ernie Robson, thank you for being here. We're looking forward to the program tonight. Jared Lipworth, well done on the Innovation Series, and I'm sure tonight's going to be as good as the others. Thank you for bringing this information to us, both of you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Bye, guys. Thanks. Folks, be sure to watch this tonight. It's a fascinating series, and tonight's will be no different than the others. It'll be just as good. 29 After, I'll be right back with Peter Meyer. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.